Japan moves toward permitting fertilized embryo research using IPSC-derived eggs and sperm. A Japanese government bioethics panel has given the green light to a controversial but closely regulated area of research. The creation of human embryos using lab-generated sperm and eggs derived from pluripotent stem cells, including induced pluripotent stem, IPS, cells. The panel's recommendation allows this practice strictly for scientific research focused on infertility and genetic diseases, not for reproductive purposes. One of the core limitations outlined in the panel's report is that any embryos created through this method may only be cultured in a laboratory setting for up to 14 days. This two-week rule is consistent with existing international standards for embryo research and is intended to prevent progression to later stages of development. Implanting these embryos into a human or animal uterus will remain explicitly banned. The government is expected to use the panel's findings to consider revising Japan's current guidelines on stem cell and embryo research. While the proposal could open new doors in regenerative medicine, it also reignites ethical debates, particularly regarding the potential for such embryos to eventually be used in reproduction. Scientists hope to better understand whether reproductive cells developed from IPS or embryonic stem S. cells behave the same as their natural counterparts. Both cell types have the capacity to transform into any cell in the human body, though IPS cells are created by reprogramming adult cells, such as skin cells, while S. cells are derived from early-stage embryos. Though no human eggs or sperm have yet been fully developed from stem cells, researchers have made progress in producing early-stage precursor cells. In animal studies, viable offspring have already been born from stem cell-derived gametes in mice, fueling speculation that similar breakthroughs in humans may not be far off. The panel emphasized that fertilized embryos made using lab-grown gametes should be treated with the same ethical considerations as naturally fertilized embryos, given their developmental potential. It also urged researchers to limit the number of embryos created and to use them only as necessary, including in studies comparing them to standard embryos. This development follows recent headlines about a separate Japanese study exploring gene editing techniques that could one day eliminate genetic causes of conditions like Down syndrome, reflecting Japan's increasingly active role in cutting-edge biomedical research.